Title: Drop Hook Writing from Scratch for 90s Rave Flavor Advanced. Alright, let's write a drop hook from absolute zero, but with that unmistakable 90s rave and jungle DNA and still hit with modern rolling drum and bass weight. The goal today is a 16-bar drop at around 174 BPM, built around a 2-bar hook that loops perfectly but doesn't get boring. And we're going to make it feel like it came off an old sampler, even if we create it with stock Ableton devices. Think of the hook as three interlocking layers. 1. A rave stab or chord riff. That's your instant identity. 2. A bass motif that moves and growls, but stays disciplined. 3. Little call and response ear candy, so the hook feels like it's talking. Before we touch notes, set up your session fast, because speed matters when you're chasing ideas. Set tempo to 174/4 and loop 16 bars. Make your tracks. Drums as a group, kick, snare, tops or break, a bass group with sub and mid-bass, then rave stab, then an FX or hook vocal track, and do yourself a favor, group and color code now. Future you will thank you when you're making variations at bar 9 and you're not hunting for tracks. Now we start in a slightly surprising place. Rhythm first. A lot of classic rave hooks are basically rhythmic hypnosis. The harmony is simple, but the placement and the dynamics make it feel like a sampled phrase. On your rave stab track, make a 2-bar MIDI clip, set the grid to 16th notes, and leave groove off for now. We'll swing it later if it needs it. Here's a pattern that works as a foundation. I'll say it like a drummer counting locations rather than reading a chart. Bar 1. Hit right on the downbeat. Then a quieter ghost hit shortly after. Then a main hit a little before the snare. Then another main hit after that. Add another ghost toward the end of the bar, and finish with a confident hit near the last beat. Bar 2. Hit on the downbeat again. Then another hit in the middle of the bar. Add a ghost right after that. Then a hit a bit later, and one more hit toward the end. The exact placements can be copied from the lesson grid if you want. But here's the real secret. Velocity. Your main hits should live roughly around 95 up to 120. Ghost hits, more like 35 to 60. That contrast is what makes it feel sampled. If everything is the same volume, it's not a rave stab. It's an organ exercise. Quick coach note. Don't start with a full chord yet. Start with a signature interval. 2 notes. A minor second. A tritone. A major sixth something with personality. If the 2-note stab already feels like that record, then you're on the right track. Add a 3rd note only if it needs body. Next, we need a stab sound that behaves like a stab sample. Option A is the most authentic. Synth it. Then resample it. Then play it like audio. Make a temporary wave-eatable instrument. Oscillator 1. Saw. Oscillator 2. Square, detune it slightly, like 7 cents. Add a little unison, 2 to 4 voices, not too wide yet. Filter it with a 24 dB low pass, cut off somewhere around 2 to 4 kHz. Add a bit of drive for the amp envelope. Very fast attack, short decay around 300 to 600 milliseconds, sustain at 0 and a small release, maybe 100 to 250 milliseconds. We want stab, not pad. Then add a little controlled hardware abuse. Saturator with soft clip-on. 3 to 8 dB drive depending on taste. A touch of chorus ensemble just to widen the body. And reverb, but filtered. Low cut around 300 to 500 Hz. High cut around 7 to 10 kHz and keep it subtle. Like 10 to 18% wet. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so the stab stays punchy. Now commit it. Freeze and flatten, or record it to audio. Then drag that audio into Simpler on the rave stab track. In Simpler, set it to one shot. Turn warp off if it's already tight. High pass the stab around 150 to 250 Hz so it doesn't fight your bass. And if you want extra bite, add a tiny pitch envelope dip. Just a quick downward blip, like minus 5 to minus 12 semitones with a short decay. That little pew at the start screams old sampler energy. Option B is staying in wave-eatable live, which is fine, but you must humanize it. Add a random MIDI effect to velocity, small chance and small scale, and try redux very subtly, like downsample 2 to 4, dry wet 5 to 12%, that's instant error. Now let's pick harmony. We'll aim for something rave happy, minor key, simple, iconic. F minor is a great starting point. A classic 2-chord feeling is F minor to D flat major. If you want more color, think FM 9 to DB maj 7, but keep it implied, or go for that lift and return motion. FM, EB, DB, EB. And here's a big production-minded move. Don't write big block chords. Write stabs that imply harmony. 2 or 3 notes per hit. Mid-range, around C3 up to C5. If you pack the low mids with full chords, your drop will lose punch the moment the drums come in. Ableton trick. Use the chord MIDI effect to audition voicings quickly. Set it for a minor triad with +3 and +7 semitones. Then later, for variation, automate one tone. That's how you get new chord energy without rewriting your clip. Now we build the bass, and the bass has one job. Answer the stab, not fight it. Start with sub, clean and stable. On the sub track, load operator, sine wave. Add very light saturation, like 1 to 3 dB, just so it translates on smaller speakers. If needed, low pass it around 120 to 150 Hz. Write a two-bar sub pattern that is mostly roots. In F minor, that's F1 living most of the time. Add one standout pickup note, like EB1, just before an important stab hit. That tiny move makes the drop feel like it's leaning forward. Now mid-bass. This is your movement and grit. Use wave-eatable saw or a more complex wave-eatable. Low pass it somewhere between 200 and 800 Hz, and automate that cutoff over phrases. Add saturator, 4 to 10 dB drive with soft clip. If you need rhythmic motion, auto filter can help. EQ out mud around 250 to 400 if it builds up. Pattern-wise, put mid-bass in the gaps. If the stab hits on the downbeat, let the mid-bass answer just after or between snare and kick spaces. Short notes, eighths and sixteenths, to create roll energy without turning it into a bass solo. Advanced constraint that works ridiculously well. Limit your mid-bass melody to two pitch targets. For example, F and EB. Let rhythm do the storytelling. This keeps your hook memorable. Now drums. If you want it to feel rave, the snare has to be low. 2 and 4, authoritative. Layer a high-passed break on the top's track for movement, but keep your modern clarity. On the drum bus, do a simple glue chain. Eck. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz. Small dip around 250 to 350 if it's boxy. Glue compressor. Slowish attack, like 3 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1, just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, then a little saturator, 1 to 3 dB, just to thicken. And here's a hook-specific mix trick, sidechain the stab slightly to the snare. Put a compressor on the rave stab, sidechain from the snare, fast attack, medium release, and only 1 to 2 dB dip. It's not about pumping, it's about making sure the backbeat stays the boss. Now we do the thing that really sells the 90s illusion. Resampling and pitch play. Resample your stab again to audio, including its effects, and keep a MIDI safety copy. Literally duplicate your stab track. Mute and archive the MIDI one. The other becomes your audio playground. This is how you move fast without regret later. On the audio stab clip, set warp mode to beats, preserve at 1/16th or 1/8th, and turn transient looping off. Now duplicate the clip. Version A stays normal pitch. Version B gets pitched up 3 semitones, or down 2 semitones for darker weight. Then do micro moves with clip envelopes. Tiny clip gain changes, plus or minus 1 to 2 dB on certain hits. Little filter moves on a few stabs so the phrase breathes. If you want controlled grime, add redux on the stab bus, but keep it polite. Downsample 2 to 6, bit reduction barely any, and dry wet around 5 to 15%. It should sound like age, not like your audio interface is broken. Now arrangement. We've got a 2-bar hook. Let's turn it into a 16-bar drop that evolves. Bars 1 to 4 are your statement. Full drums, hook is written. Bass solid and minimal variation. Let the listener learn the identity. Bars 5 to 8 add tension. Add one extra stab pickup, maybe the 16th note right before a main hit. Open hats slightly. Open the mid-bass filter just 10 to 20% across the phrase. Bars 9 to 12 are your switch or answer. Do negative space. Remove the stab for half a bar, then slam it back. Or transpose the stab up 3 semitones just for bar 9. Add a tasteful vocal one shot, a hey or come on, but treat it like seasoning, not the meal. Bars 13 to 16 are peak and exit setup. Add an extra rave layer like a noise riser, crash or ride. Do a turnaround fill in bar 16. Maybe a snare fill or a reversed stab pulling into the next phrase. And a really effective modern move, drop the sub out for a quarter to a half bar at the end of 16. When it comes back, it feels massive without you doing anything louder. Extra coach upgrade, create a memory anchor that happens once every 2 bars. It can be one same pitch hit, one same rhythm moment, or even one same tail. That anchor is what keeps the listener oriented while you get clever with variations. Now glue the hook like it's one sampled unit. Group your rave stab and your FX or hook vocal into a hook bus. On the hook bus, EQ high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. If it's harsh, dip a little at 2 to 4 kHz. Glue compress lightly, 2:1. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release auto 1 to 2 dB gain reduction, and add subtle echo, eighth or quarter note, low end filtered out, 5 to 10% wet. You want it to feel like one artifact, one phrase, not a bunch of separate clean layers. If you want stereo that behaves like old hardware, do this. Widen only the tail. Make an auto effect rack. One chain is dry and centered. The other chain is a 100% wet reverb with utility width pushed wide, like 140 to 180%. Then duck that wet chain with a side chain from the dry stab, so the width blooms after the transient. Big, rave Y, and still mono safe. Now, common mistakes to avoid while you're building. If you're playing too many notes, the hook won't be memorable. Simplify until you can hum it. If your stab has energy below 200 Hz, it will mask the bass. High pass it. If you just loop two bars forever, it'll get stale. You need 4-bar and 8-bar events. Don't overwiden. Wide stabs plus wide breaks equals weak center punch. Hit mono on utility and make sure it still slams. And never ignore the snare. In drum and bass, the hook must respect the backbeat. Let's finish with a quick advanced practice challenge you can do right now. Write 3 different 2-bar stab rhythms. 6 to 10 hits total. At least 2 ghost hits. For each rhythm, make a 16-bar drop using the same drums and bass, changing only 1 transposed bar and 1 negative space moment. Bounce them, take a 5-minute break, come back, and see which one you remember instantly. If you want the real producer test, do the identity check. Mute everything except drums. Bring the hook in at very low volume. If it still feels like the track's identity, it's hook material. If it disappears, it's probably just texture. That's the full workflow. Rhythm first, then a stab that behaves like a sample, then bass that answers, then 4, 8, and 16 bar phrasing, and finally resampling and bus glue to make it feel like one classic rave artifact. When you're ready, tell me whether you want it more jungle, more rollers, or more hardcore rave, and I'll suggest a few specific stab motifs and how to vary them across 32 bars without losing the hook.